Today's shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amalei Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, "My tamalei also malei bei kanishta letzluyei. Why don't you come to shul to daven with us?" Amalei, so he responded, "Lo yichilna. I wasn't able to come. I was weak." Amalei, so he said to him, "You should have called a minion, a tzibur, to your house to daven." It was too much of a bother for me to gather a minion to my house. The Shulchan Aruch and Or Chaim Simon Tzadik Sif Tes Paskins. Yishtadl Adam L'spal Beis Akneses Im Atzibur. You should always try to daven in shul with a tzibur. And if it's difficult because you can't get to shul, says the Magen Avraham, that pshat and onus doesn't mean that person is very sick, because that's obvious. If you're very sick and you're in the hospital, you're laid up in bed, you can't come to shul. Pshat is tosh koichai. We're talking about a person who's weak, and the raya is our Gemara. Because if he was sick, he wouldn't have asked him, "Why don't you come to shul?" And it must be that even if you're just weak, you have a hetter not to come to shul. However, says the Magen Avraham, continuing, obvious from our Gemara, that's only if you can't get a minion to your house. But if you could get a minion to your house, then you should get the minion to your house. However, the smag has a very different definition of trichle milsa. He says Trichle Milsa isn't referring to Rav Nachman, who says it's too much of a bother for me to get a minion to come to my house. Rather, he explains Trichle Milsa means that he did not want to be matriach, the people, to have to come to his house. The people were in shul, that's where they were used to davening, that's where they always davened, and therefore he has an interesting pshat that you don't have to get be matriarch people to come to your house. And I saw that there are different opinions how far you have to be matriarch to get people to join in a mitzvah. It's clear, I saw the fazimun. We know we're going to learn this masechta. If three people eat together, they have to make zimun. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't have, if you ate alone, you don't have to find two people to join you for Zimun. However, if you two people ate, and it's not that difficult to get a third person to eat something, to join them in Zimun, you should do it. So the question is that the same halacha here? There's an argument that could be made that Zimun is referring to a situation where the people are in the home. But to make people leave the shul to come to my home because I want to have a minion, it's not clear that's what we should do. Says the Gemara, as we said a moment ago, even though you don't have to get, or he couldn't get a minion to his home, he should tell the Shliach Tzibur to tell him that they should notify him when the tzibur is davening. Amalei, so he said, "Michael, ahai, why are you going out of the way to get a minion?" Amalei, so he responded, "Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan taught us, call my diksiv, v'nis filosil chashem eis rotzon. We always want to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's an eis rotzon, when it's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear our tefillos. Amos say it's rotzen. What is the eis rotzen? B'shosh atzibim spalim. The time that you have the tzibur davening. That is the biggest eis rotzen that a person should daven. However, the Marai Mesada says that's only the Zman Tefillah B'tzibur in our town. Zman Tefillah B'tzibur, if I'm here and there's a Tefillah B'tzibur somewhere else, that's hard to connect to that tefillah b'tzibur. On the other hand, I saw a very interesting shaila from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in his sefer Chashukei Chemed, Our Gemara is teaching us that that you should daven the same time that the tzibur is davening. So let's say I know that the minyan I daven with every morning davens 7 a.m. And that minyan that I daven with every morning 7 a.m., today is not saying ta'achnun, there's a chosin, there's a bris. Am I exempt from saying ta'achnun? Because I'm connecting to that tzibur. So he says that you can't say that just because I'm connecting to that tzibur, I'm so connected that if they're not having to, if they don't have to say ta'achnun, neither do I. Says the Gemara, another source, how we know how important tefillah b'tzibur is. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina Amar Mahacha, Koy Ama Hashem, Be'eis Rotzon Enesicha. I will answer your tefillah if the tefillah is davened by an eis rotzon. And what is the eis rotzon? When you tefillah b'tzibur, Rav Acha Rav Chanina Amar Mahacha, Hein Kel Kaber Lo Yimos, V'ksiv, Pada B'Shalom Nashim Yikarav Li, I will have Shalom, I will have a pigeon, because I davened with a tzibur. Rav Nosson Ami Amnayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'Tfiloson Shel Rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never disapproves of a tefillah b'tzibur. Shenema Hein Koil Kaber V'Lo Yimus. V'Ksiv Pod B'Shalom Nafsh Mekarav Li. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Eibishter, Kol Oysu B'Torah B'Gemilas Chesodim. Whoever does the following things, they daven that they learn Torah and they do Chesed and Mispalim Mitzibur Malali and Yolov. I consider that Kilapodani Li Ulabonai B'Neinus Olam. He brought Klal Yisrael out of Golus. So I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein similarly continues to discuss. Let's say you have a doctor who's treating patients. And certainly, he says, if he's in the middle of treating a patient and the zman for tefillah b'tzibur comes, he should not interrupt what he's doing to go to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But let's say he has a whole office full of patients. He finished treating one patient, and that is another patient waiting for his care. Should he go out to daven b'minyan, or should he daven b'yichidus, not make the patients wait? So he says, it seems the way I understand what he's saying is, if there's no emergency situation and the patients are waiting, he should go daven tefillah b'tzibur. And he adds a very interesting point. He says the doctor should daven that the patients who are waiting for him should have a refuah shleima. Again, because we're learning here the power of tefillah b'tzibur. Continues the Gemara. Amrei Shlokish. Kami sheesh the basic knesses b'iroi. If somebody has a basic knesses in his town, ve'erin dichnas shem l'spalo, and he doesn't enter, he doesn't come to shul to daven, nikra shachar ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers him a bad neighbor. Shenemer, koi ama Hashem, akol shoichnim haroim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the evil neighbors. Hanoigim benachla shenchalti is amis am Yisrael. That damage, the nachla, the inheritance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. V'le'oid, as shegarim golus loyu l'bonav. This is an individual that will cause that he and his family will go into golus. Shenemar hinani noit shami al admosam. I will chase them away from my land. V'espes Yehuda etosh b'tachem. And I will put away them from the Beis Yehuda. Of course, say the Mefarshim, that it means that he doesn't enter any of the shuls in his town. But let's say he has a shul that he always goes to, he's not obligated to go to every, he's not obligated to go to every shul. We spoke in an earlier shiur, I think it was on Daf Dalet, that many don't learn Torah Shebiksav by night. However, I saw in a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in Chelek Vav, Oyer Chaim, Simen Yud Zayin, where Rav Avadya Yosef says that we're learning here the power of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So he says, if when we spoke about that discussion, we spoke about saying Tehillim at night, because Tefillin is Torah Shebiksav. So says Rav Avadya Yosef Zitzal, that here we're learning the power of Tefillah B'Tzibur. The power of Tefillah B'Tzibur is so strong that even Torah Shebiksav, which maybe we avoid learning at night, need not be avoided if we're saying it B'Tzibur. Amalei L'Rabbi Yochanan, Ikka Savi B'Bavel. They told Rabbi Yochanan that there were elderly people that live in Bavel. Tom of Oma. So he said, L'man Yibu Yimechav Yimei V'Nechem Al Adom Iksiv. That where do people have Arichas Yomim? And that's Yisroel. Abu Chutz Lor Tzloi. However, Kivin the Amalei Mekadmi Mechashki L'Bei Knishta. That these individuals come early every day to shul. They stay late in the shul. Omer Hainu Dahani Lahu. That's why they're zoich tarichas yomim. Kedam Rabbi Shu ben Levi, kadima v'chashiku v'aylu l'bei knishta, get up early, stay late in beis haknesses, keichet etoreichu chayeichu. That way you'll be zoich tarichas yomim. And of course, there are many pshatim offered. What is the connection? The simplest pshat that many mefarshim suggest is because the Gemara says, asidin bati knesiyos v'bati medrashis shebechutz lo'etz, that the Bati Knesiyos and the Bati Knesiyos that are in Chutz La'aretz will eventually, when Mashiach comes, b'mehera b'yameinu, go be transported to Eretz Yisrael. So since they're all going to be transported to Eretz Yisrael, it's already considered as if you're now in Eretz Yisrael. And since it's considered like you're already now in Eretz Yisrael, so that's why, if in Eretz Yisrael you zoicha to Arichas Yomim, these people will be zoicha to Arichas Yomim, even though they're living in Chutz La'aretz. Zok to Gemara. Am Achav Rav Chanina. Micro, where do we see this in the Pasuk? That coming to Shul brings Arichas Yomim? Because the Pasuk says, Ashrei Odom Shemeli, Lishkar al Daisaisa Yoim Yoim, people come to my doors, that means my shul, every day. Lishma Mezuzah Pischi, V'ksib Asrei, somebody who does this, who comes to shul every single day, says the Gemara, he will be Zoicha, K'maitze Maitze Chaim, he'll be Zoicha Tarichas Yomim. Amar Rav Chisda, but says the Gemara again, based on this Gemara, Loilam Yichnes Adam, Shnei Psochem Beveis HaKnesses, a person should be careful to walk two doors into the Beis HaKnesses, and then he should daven. Ask the Gemara, Shnei Psochem Salkadatach, does that mean that a shul has to have two doors? Ela Eimer, what it means is, Shir Shnei Psochem V'akach Yispalo. And there are two pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat is that a person shouldn't daven right by the door. Because a person who davens right by the door shows that the tefillah to him is a burden. I'm davening right by the door, and I'm going to try to get out as soon as possible. But he should come into the shul a little and show that tefillah is not a burden for him. Based on this, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Tzadik Sif Chof Paskin, that if that's your makom kavua, so it's not you're davening there because you're anxious to get out, you're davening there because that's your makom kavua, then this halacha doesn't apply. But the Torah brings a different pshat. La'olam yikanes adam doesn't have to do with where your seat is. Rather, what it means is that you should walk into shul and wait the amount of time it takes to walk Shnei Psochem, whatever amount of time that takes, and then only begin to daven. Why? Because a person shouldn't just jump into davening. He should sit down and gather his thoughts and recognize that he's standing in front of Hashem. And in fact, the Maral along this pshat says a pidrush. What pshat the Shnei Psochem? The Shnei Psachim means one is to go to get, separate yourself from what's doing outside. When a person walks into shul, says the Maral, in the Nesivos Olam, he has to forget about what's doing in the outside world, and now he's coming to shul. And the other thing is that he should then prepare himself that I'm going to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A different pshat that I saw is that many people are makbid to give tzedakah before they begin to daven. It's really based on a pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Ani b'tzedek echsa ponecha." I come to see you through giving tzedakah. And not only do they give tzedakah, but they should give at least 2 coins for tzedakah. And that's pshat the Gemara. La'olam yichne shnei psachim. A person should walk, give shnei psachim, open his packet twice, as the pasuk says, Paseich tiftach es yudecha. Another pshat that I saw is that a person has on his mouth his teeth and his lips from that should watch what he should say, and maybe more importantly, watch what he shouldn't say. So what the Gemara means to say is that when you come to shul, get your shnei psachim, your lips and your teeth prepared, not to talk, as we know, the serious iser of davening, of talking in shul. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Azoy shispal kol chosid le'eis mitzoy. A person should daven takarash baruch hu le'eis mitzoy. What is the eis mitzoy? Amar chanina, le'eis mitzoy, the definition of le'eis mitzoy is zu isha. Shenemar, matza isha, matza toif. It says the Gemara, b'merava, kinosav inish itisa, when a person would get married, amar le'hachi, they would tell him, they would ask him, matzah, matzah. What does that mean? Matzah d'ksiv, matzah isha, matzah toiv, v'yofak ratzim Hashem. Were you, Baruch Hashem, lucky to marry a good woman? Matzah d'ksiv, or matzah neymar mimavis esa isha. So of course, as could be expected, the Chafetz Chaim asks a question. Is that appropriate to ask a person if the woman that you married is matzah or moitzah? It's a question of lashon hara. Furthermore, a person just got married, so does he already know within getting married right away if he was successful in having a good wife or not? So the Chafetz Chaim answers that it's not an issue of lashon hara, because we're referring to a situation that everybody knows what is going on. And if everybody knows that what's going on, then there's, as he says, if 3 people know it, it's not considered lashon hara. However, many mefarshim take a very different approach to this gemara. They say matzah moitzah is giving instructions to the chassan, and they're telling the chassan, you could have a wife who's matzah, who's great, or you could have a wife, chas v'shalom, who's moitzah, who's not so great. What does it depend on? It depends on you. How you will behave and how you will act will create the environment in the home towards your wife. Matzah or moitzah is dependent on you. Another pshat that I saw, very powerful pshat, that they tell a chassan that in life there are easier times, everybody should have those kind of times, and there are times that are more difficult. And we tell the halach, that tell the chassan, that's what life's all about. There's matzah and moitzah, and you should take the times as they come. Continues the Gemara, Rav Nosama, Leis Mitzoy. What is the definition of Leis Mitzoy Zu Torah? Shenemar ki moitzoy moitzoy chayim. What does that mean? That a Rav, speaking to a Rav, and a Rav gets a Shaila, and he has to look up in his Sfarim. He has a library full of Sfarim. Now he has to go find the answer to this question. Or a Rav has to say a drasha, and he has a room full of, and he needs to make a good drasha, prepare a good drasha, and he's limited with time. So we give him the bracha that he should be able to find the tshuva to the shayla quickly. We give him a bracha that he should be able to make a drasha, a good drasha, an enjoyable drasha, quickly. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Leis Mitzoy, Zumisha. The person should be zaycha that he should not have a difficult death. Shnema Lamovas Tetzos. And the Gemara, in fact, expounds on this. Tanya Nami Hochi. Indeed, we learned like this in a Braisa. Teisha Meis V'shloisha Mine Misa Niver Ba'olam. 903 different types of form of Misa were created in the world. Shnemar Lamovas Tetzos. Tetzos, says the Gemara Gematria Ha'ichi Hava, is 903. Kosh Shabakulam, the most difficult, is Askara. Nicha Shabakulam, the easiest type of Misa is Neshicha. And the Gemara explains itself. Askara, if somebody, Rachman Slan, is nifta with Askara, Damya Kechivra Begvava Da Amra. It's like trying to take out a thorn from a ball of wool. It's difficult to pull it out. The Lachuri Nashra. And Beke Da Amri, Kivturi Befi Veshit. They used to put a rope into a hole when they wanted to park the boat. And it was difficult. The hole wasn't really big enough to push the rope through. Neshika, what is Mises Neshika? Damya Kamishchuk Benisa Mechalva. It's like pulling out a rope, a piece of dirt from the milk. And that, obviously, is considered a much easier form of Misa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what does it mean? Leis Mitzoy Zukfura. That a person should be Zoycha. So Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler says a very powerful Vart. What does it mean? Why do some people have an easier death and some people have a more difficult death? And again, we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, but this is what he says. So he says that a person who's more connected to Olam Hazeh, has to have a more difficult death to separate him from Olam Hazeh. Whereas a person who is not so connected to Olam Hazeh, it's easier to separate this person from the Olam Hazeh. Rabbi Yochanan Malais Mitzoy Zukfura. That a person should be Zoycha to have a good makom kvura, or he should be buried right after, as close as possible from when he dies. Amar Rav Chanina, Maikra, Hasoimchum alei gil, yosisu ki yimtzu kover. They'll be satisfied that they find the kever. Amar Rav Barav Shela, v'hanad amri inshi, this is what people say, liboy inish rachmi, a person has to daven for everything. What does it mean he has to daven for everything? He even has to daven, afil azim, Zibula Besraisa, the last piece of earth should be Bishloma, he should be Zoycha to die Bisholom. And I saw an interesting psak, again, from Ravadi Yosef in the Shas Tshuvas, Yabia Oy Mechel Zayin Yeredea, Simon Lamed Hei, where he discusses that if there's a body that was Rachman Tzlon buried. And there's a problem, as we know, sometimes we hear about this, that the people who are kvarim, that are in danger, and can we be mefana the mace? Can we move that kever? Again, the purpose is not to discuss such a difficult shaila here, but the question is, being mefana, moving a kever is not something which is to be taken lightly. But on the other hand, the Al Gemara teaches us that being zoicha to proper makom kvura is a schus. And maybe because it's such a great schus, even though it involves doing something which is not so simple in halacha, it may be permissible because of this reason that we should be zoicha to a good makom kvura. Another pshat that I saw from Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, what's the makom kvura? The Gemara discusses, I think it's Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, that tzaddikim should be buried next to tzaddikim, and rishayim vice versa. And the Gemara is saying that a person, we should always daven to be zoicha, that a person should be buried next to tzaddikim, who are great neighbors. Mazutra Omar, Leis Mitzoy is a basic kisei. They should find a basic kisei nearby. In those days, they didn't have modern sewers. They didn't have plumbing. And people had to go to the outhouse to use the basic kisei. So it should be easily accessible. Omale, Ravel Rav from Bapapa. I remember my Ravel. So they said in Etzisrael, Hadam Azutra Difim Kula. That's the biggest bracha we could give a person. Omale, Ravel Rav from Bapapa. Lema Lamar, please tell us, Mehani Mila Ma'ayasa, Damrit Mishmeid of Chizda and Mila Debe Knishta. Please teach us some of the important halachas that we learned about going to shul. Amalei Hoch Amar Rav Chizda. Maidik Siv, Oyev Hashem, Shari Tzion, Mikol Mishkan Hash Yaakov. Oyev Hashem, Shar Metzion Ba'alocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Shar Metzion Ba'alocha. People who learn halacha, yoiser bebati knesiyos, bebati medrashas, more than all the shuls in the world. V'hanu damar Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmeid ula, yoyim shachar v'kodesh baruch hu, yoyim shachar beis hamikdash, from the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the beis hamikdash, ein lo ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ilamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have anything left, ela arba amas shel halacha b'vad. He only has the arba amas shel halacha. So the Pashto Pshat, Tamidei Rabbeinu Yoina teach us, that we know that in the Beis HaMikdash was the Lishkas HaGozes. And the Lishkas HaGozes was where the Sanhedrin sat. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that we don't have that Lishkas HaGozes anymore. But if we don't have the Lishkas HaGozes anymore, we at least have people who are learning Torah. So I saw from the Michas Yitzchak, what does the Gemara mean with this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most nachas is learning Torah. I saw a beautiful word from the Kedusha Tzion. The Kedusha Tzion says that many times in yeshiva when we're learning, so the Rosh Yeshiva gives a shin, he says, the Weltfrag, the world asks. What do you mean the world asks? Who's the world? But he says, Pshat is based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says that what is the world? What a Kadosh Baruch Hu has left in the world is only the Dal Amis Shel Halacha. And that's the world that counts. I know I saw another Pshat from the Baal Shem that when people he says, the Gemara is saying, actually, it's referring to people who make a mistake. They think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only found in the yeshivas. He's only found in the shuls. And that's what the claim, that's what the problem is. You know why there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash? There's a Churban Beis HaMikdash because there is, people think that you only have to think about God in the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. That's incorrect. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And in fact, along that line, I saw from Rav Shalom Shvadron Zatzal that that's what the Gemara is teaching us. That Ein La Kadosh Baruch Hu El Adala Amin Shel Halacha, wherever you go, you should go with Halacha. Wherever you go, should be Dal Amin Shel Halacha Bilvad. Says the Gemara. V'amar Abaya. Mereish have a grisin begoy beisa, umetzilin bebei knishta. I used to learn at home and daven in the shul. Kivin the shmar l'hodam rabchi ba ami mishmei de'ula. V'yoyim shchor beisa migdosh. Ein la'ela kadosh baruch ba lomoy, ela arba amish l'alocha bavad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has the arba amish l'alocha, levetzilna ela hecha de grisina. I davened where I learned. And in fact, says the Gemara of Ami Ravasi, Avgav Davla Tlesa Bei Knishta B'Tveria, there were 13 shuls in Tveria, Lematzla Elam Bein Emudei. They were daven where they learned Hecha Davigarsi. Davening should be done only where they learned. Why? So the Daki Tshuva explains, because Torah and Tefillah are linked. So since Torah and tefillah are linked, if we want our tefillah to be accepted, it has to be connected to our Torah. And therefore, it's particular that one should daven, a person should dafka daven where he learns. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Ami m'shmeid ulo. Gol ha'menem yigiyah kapoy. Greater is a person who enjoys from his work, yosem yerushmayim. Why? Dil gab yerushmayim ksiv. Regarding an individual's yerushmayim, the pasuk says, Asher ish yoreis Hashem. Somebody who enjoys the fruit of his labor, says the pasuk, Yigiyah kapech kisoichol, ashrecha v'toivlach. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, a person who lives such a life has a great in this world, v'toivlach l'olam haba. L'gabi Yerushmayim says v'toivlach, Yerushmayim v'toivlach l'iksebe. The pasuk doesn't say v'toivlach. So of course, this is a very difficult gemara to understand. Obviously, can't you be both? Can't you be a Yerushmayim and be a Yegiya Kapoy? So he says, so one pshat that I saw, very powerful pshat, is that who is the person that sees Hashem? A person who works and knows how difficult it is to make panasa and sees what's going on in the world. And he still has, and he is a person who's zoicha to have to come to Yerushmayim. That's one pshat that I saw. But then I saw a very powerful pshat from the Shloh. The Shloh says that if a rov or an individual get a shaila, so what is the natural reaction? We're referring to good people. They're going to be machmer. What does another person do? What the other person does is that he spends time trying to come up with an answer, trying to come up with a heter. Somebody who works on finding a heter, of course it has to be a heter which is acceptable in halacha, is greater than Yerushmayim, who natural reaction is just to be machmer. And there's a very famous vart for the Bnei Yisachar, which is actually quoted by the Darkei Tshuva. We know that the halacha is that we could rely on bittul b'shishim. If something falls in to something 60 times greater, it becomes bottle. Of course, we can't rely on that l'chatchila. We could rely on it if it happened. So somebody's going to take the attitude, well, I want to be machmer, and I don't want to rely on bittul b'shishim. Says the Bnei Yisachar, that person isn't a machmer. That person is an apikairis. If the halacha says you can rely on bittul b'shishim, you should rely on bittul b'shishim. And says the Shloh, that's what our Gemara says. Try to figure out what the halacha says, then you'll be doing the right thing. V'omar Rav Chiya bar Ami m'shmeid ula. Lo'olam yodem odem b'mokam rabbi. A person should live near his Rebbe. She calls much a Shimon b'geiri kayim. As long as Shimon ben Geri was alive, Loinosa Shloimeh bas Parai. Shloimeh never did or would have married the bas Parai. First, ask the Gemara Babatan, but we learned in a different brisa. Ayodur, you shouldn't live with you in the same place as the Rebbe. Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Hadakayflei, if by living next to your Rebbe you will follow what your Rebbe tells you, that's great. And that's where you should live. But if you're not going to listen to your Rebbe, it's better not to live next to him. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ami. Ma'id k'siva oizvei Hashem yichlu. What does it mean that somebody who leaves Hashem will die? Says the Gemara, Zeh meniach sefer Torah v'yotzei. Somebody who leaves the shul when the sefer Torah goes out. Rav Huna would have it go out, ben gavra l'gavra. When they were going between aliyahs. By Rapapa. In their world, they had a metargaman who would say the definition of every pasuk. What's the halacha while somebody's saying that targum? May you walk out. And the Gemara says, a teiku. Of course, this Gemara is referring to an individual who already heard the kriya. But if he didn't hear the kriya, then he's not allowed to leave. Moreover, says the Bi'er Halacha, even if they haven't begun the kriya, it's only mutter if the Sefer Torah hasn't been taken out. But once the Sefer Torah is taken out, you shouldn't walk out. Also, says the Bi'er Halacha, that even if we're going to learn that you're allowed to go out ben gavra le gavra, that's only when where it's not done on a regular basis. Once in a while, you're allowed to go out. Also, the Pri Chodesh says, the Pri Chodesh has a discussion, is this applied not only to the Kriyas HaTorah, but to the Birchas HaTorah? So, the Pri Chodesh seems to say that the Birchas HaTorah is not what the Gemara is referring to, whereas the Mati Yehuda, quoted by the Bi'er Halacha, seems to say that even the Birchas HaTorah part of the Kriyas HaTorah, and you're not allowed to leave until that has been recited. Says the Gemara, I saw an interesting shaila. What's the halacha? People come to shul to collect for tzedakah. So the question is, could they walk out even though they're in the middle of the laning? So I saw from Rabbi Yoshev that since he's not kavua, he's not really davening with the tzibur, he only came in to be able to collect tzedakah, this halacha doesn't apply to him. I also saw that the Paiskim say that this halacha doesn't just apply to Kriyas HaTorah. It applies to hakafis. When the dancing with the hakafis in Sifchas Torah and you walk out, it shows that you don't have the proper covered for the Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshet Mahada Ape Vigoris. While he was there by Kriyas HaTorah, would turn around and learn. Amar, Anan B'didon, Vinu B'didhu. They're doing what they're supposed to do, and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. My job is to learn. There's a number of pshatim. The simple pshat is that he was Tarasoy Imnasoy, and Tarasoy Imnasoy is not Mechuyiv in Kriyas HaTorah. Another pshat is that he wasn't disturbing the Kriya, and he was learning, so that's why it's not considered a bazaar to the Sefer Torah. The third pshat is that he was blind, so he wasn't. Everybody knew that he's not mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Huna by Yehuda Amar Rav Ami, Lo'elam Yashlam on the Parshiyos of a Mitzibur. A person should do Shtayim Mikvech Retargum every week by saying." And there's a question: how do you do? The machlokes is how you do Shnayim Mikvech Targum. Some do it by saying every parasha psucha stuma, and then saying the chumash twice, and then the targum. Others say that you should say every pasuk twice, and then the targum. But everybody is of an agreement that you should always do the chumash before the targum. Also, the Shulchan Aruch says that the targum, as the Gemara says, v'afil teres v'divayim, even words like a teres v'divayim that don't have any targum should be said three times. So, kol mashal parshiyos mitzibar, whoever is careful to do this, marichin loy yom v'shnosov, will be zoicha tariches yomim. Why three times? So I saw a number of pshatim. One is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah three times, once the Luchas Rishonis, then the Luchas Shnius, and then the Ber Hativ, and that makes sense why the third time is Targum, because Targum is what helps us understand the Psukim. Others say, just like we find by the Sefer Torah, there should always be three people standing there, so too that is representative of the Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Also, the halacha teaches us, we should always say the targum, even if we don't necessarily understand the targum. But the targum also was given by Kodesh Baruch Hu bin Hashemayim, and therefore it has a kedusha. But particularly in our world, where people don't necessarily understand the targum, we should learn something not in the place of the Targum, we should learn Rashi, one of the other Mefarshim, to help us understand the Targum. Says the Gemara, Bibi Barabai Sovel Shemuni LeParshisoi, the cool shot of Mal Yom Kippuri. He wasn't able to finish doing Shnai Mikvech and Targum every week, so he wanted to make it all up on Erev Yom Kippur. Tarnalei Rav Chiba Rav Midifti. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'nisim Esnaf Shesechem B'tishal L'chodesh Me'erev. We should begin afflicting ourselves on the ninth day. Ask the Gemara, V'chi B'tish Mesanim? It's not on the ninth day. V'lai B'sar Mesanim. Yom Kippur is 10 days in Tishrei. Eloi Malach. Kol Oichel V'shoysa B'chi. Whoever eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, Malav HaKosov K'ilu Mesanim Shiva Siri. That's the day for eating. It's not the day for doing Shnayim Mikvech Targum. Sovelak Demuni. So he thought, okay, I'll have a time. I'll carve out a time. And I'll do Shnayim Mikvech Targum for the whole year. Amlehu Saba. And we know who Saba always means Elio, Tanina. Uvat Shlo Yagdim Shlo Yachar. You shouldn't do it before that week. Karamalu Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Lebnei. Ashlimu Parshu Saichu. Be do Shnayim Mikvech Targum. Shnayim Mikvech Targum. Be careful to do Shnayim Mikvech Targum. So I saw that when is the proper time to begin Shnayim Mikvech Targum? The proper time to start is by Mincha, when they start saying it for they start reading the next week's Parsha. Having it done by the time you eat the Suda on Shabbos. So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says that it means by Shal Shudas. But he quotes that the Chazanish was makbid, that he would never sit down for the Suda by Shabbos by day until he finished Shnayim Mikrevechad Targum. If somebody did not finish this week's Parsha, so the halach is you can make it up until Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. But the Paiskim say, let's say I didn't finish last week's Parsha and I have this week's Parsha to do. What should I do first? So the Paiskim say, it's preferable to do this week's parasha versus making up last week's parasha. First, at least do this week's parasha and then make up next week's parasha. Says the Gemara, "Haruk v'ridin k'Rabbi Yehuda," and be careful regarding cutting the arteries by the neck, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanai Rabbi Yehuda Omer that a shechita is not considered a valid shechita atchi yishkeres v'ridin until he cuts the veins to get out all the blood. Paiskim say that we're talking particularly about a chicken or birds that were roasted whole. If you're going to cut up the meat, that's going to get the blood out anyway. And be careful with Talmidei Chachamim who forgot their learning. So the Pasha Pshat in this Gemara is that just like we see that so much covered was given to the Shivrei Luchas, so too should we give kavod to Talmid Chacham who forgot his learning. But I saw another beautiful pshat. The Gemara says that if Klal Yisrael would have never made the Egel and the first Luchas wouldn't have been broken, they would have never forgotten their learning. Only because their original Luchas were broken, the people forget what they learned. So it turns out that what brought Shicha to the world? The Shivrei Luchas. And that's why, just like we show respect to the Shivrei Luchas, we should show respect to somebody who forgot his learning. Amalei Rav Labanei, Shatchem Choytchem Basar. If you're cutting meat, Atach Dol Gav Yad. Don't cut it on your hand. Ikad Amri Shem Sakana, because you may cut your hand when you cut the meat. Vikad Amri, and others say, Mishem Kilkel Suda. You're going to bleed on the food. And people were not going to want to eat food that got dirty with your blood. Valteishu amit aramis. And don't sit on the bed of an aramis. Valtavra achuri besiknes b'shoshan b'tzibur mitzvalim. And don't walk in the back of the shul when the tzibur is davening. The Gemara explains each one of these things. Valteishu amit aramis. Ikadamri. Loi tignu b'loi krishma. We discussed before in our Masechta already how important Krishma is. And the Gemara is teaching us that don't go to sleep without Krishma. Vikadamri, the Latinspo Giyurosa. Don't marry a Giyuris. Because the Mefarshim explain, people have a tendency to go back to their original habit. And since this Geyrus has those original habits, we need to be concerned what will happen. Yekadami Ramas Mamish. Don't sit on that woman's bed. Why? There was a story with Rapapa. Rapapa Ozal Gabay Ramas. Rapapa went to the home of Ramas to collect money that was owed to him. And she took out a couch. And she said to him, Shev, sit down, please. Amala, any Yoshev, I'm not sitting down. I should take Bias Amita. Uncover what's on this bed. Higbia, Samita, Matsusham Tinik Mace. And he found a dead child. And what she wanted to do, she didn't want to pay him. And she wanted to accuse him that he killed the child. So he had Siyata Deshmaya. But you can't rely on that. And therefore, Mikan Omru Chachomim, Shasalaysev Amita Arams, you shouldn't sit on such a bed. Vatara Churi Beis Aknesses. Don't walk behind the shul. B'shosha tzibi mispalim. Mesailei Rabbi Shuban Levi. This is what Rabbi Shuban Levi taught us. Dom Rabbi Shuban Levi. Also, Adam Shiava Churi Beis Aknesses. You may not walk behind the shul. B'shosha tzibi mispalim. However, qualifies Abaya. Omar Abaya. Loyamar Adleka Pesach Achrina. When there is no other door to the shul. So people will think that you're not coming into the shul. Avleka Pesach Achrina. If there is another door, less lumbar, then people aren't going to accuse you. Furthermore, Loyamarin, the Lekel Bay Knishta Achrina, there's no other shul in town. Avleka Bay Knishta Achrina, if there's another shul in town, less lumbar, again, there's no concern because people will say that you're davening in that shul. Furthermore, says the Gemara, V'loy Amaron, Ella Deloiduri Tuna, you're not carrying a baggage, v'loy rot, or you're not running, v'loy menich tefillin. Avlik achad mahanach, if you're carrying a baggage, or you're running, or you're wearing tefillin, people will recognize that you're not going to the shul because you're carrying a baggage. Or people will see you running, they're going to think that you're busy with something. Or if you're wearing tefillin, you're obviously a person that is careful to always go to Davin. You obviously are not coming to Davin at this point for a good reason. Moreover, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if the shul has many minyanim, so again, people are not going to accuse you because they're going to say you didn't come into the shul because probably you're going to Davin with a different minyan. I like three things that the midyan act. And I saw that the Iyun Yaakov teaches us, what is our Gemara teaching us? Our Gemara is teaching us is that when you see a good habit, something good by anybody, pick it up. Learn from everybody what is the right thing to do. When they cut meat, they cut it on the table, not on the hand, as we learned before. Why? When they kiss someone, they kiss them on the top of the hand, so your hand doesn't get dirty, the place that you touch everything with. And when I want to discuss something private, and yoyetzin el besoda. Omer of Adbar, have a micro. Where do we see a precedent for this? The Yishla Yaakov Yikra Lilacher Leah Hasada El Tzoynai. When he wanted to speak privately with his wife, he spoke outdoor. Tanya Omer of Gamliel. B'sholosh Tvorim Oyevanias Persayim. Hein Tzinuin Bachiloson. They eat bitznius. They are very careful that they shouldn't eat outdoors. The Gemara says, Oichel b'shuk, doimel akelef. Bitznui beis akisei, when they go to the bathroom, they do it bitznius, even though it's private. Bitznui medava acher. When they do tashmish, they do it bitznius. Says the Gemara, anit tzivisi l'migdoshai, tan rabbi yoyse el pesayim ha-migdoshim u'mezumonim l'gehenim. They're going the Gehenim. So, Mefarshim say, it's difficult to understand this Gemara. We just spoke how great they are, and now we say that they're going to Gehenim. So the Mefarshim say, it depends how you do something. If you do something L'Shem Shemayim, that's great. What they did, they didn't do it because they did it L'Shem Shemayim. They did it because they had ulterior motives, that doesn't mean that you're working the way you're supposed to. Rav Gamliel Omer, we learned in the Mishnah that the Zman Krishma is told that matter Hashach, the man Krishma Shlavis is told the Zman of a Mura Shachar. Amr Yehuda Mishmul says, Yehuda Halacha Kri Gamliel. The Halacha is that if somebody who has no choice, Rav Gamliel, as the Rishonim explained, that even Rav Gamliel agrees, L'chatchilo, you should say Krishma by Chatzois. But if for whatever reason you didn't say it by Chatzois, you could say it up to the Amud HaShachar.